This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Follow the show on Facebook, facebook.com/TheMarkCox Show.
We could take another week to get this thing right. The Senate bill moved way far away from the House bill, added about $750 billion to an already large federal deficit and debt. It did things like it stripped away the blocking funding for transgender surgery for minors. It stripped away, effectively stopping illegal aliens from getting Medicaid. It scaled back the Green New Scam provisions from the House bill. We should take the time to get this right. I think there are enough people who say, the House took a position, the Senate took a position. Now it's time to get somewhere between those two positions and send something to the president's desk.
Republican Congressman Andy Harris there expressing concern about the changes that the Senate made as part of that Votorama with all those amendments and what that means for the House as they look to pass the bill here, which could happen in a matter of hours. Now, obviously, that was before this test vote was taken at about 2:30 this morning, where he obviously did decide to vote in favor of it moving forward. We only had one Republican, and that was Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania, who voted against it. But of course, the question is, with the final vote still ahead, what does that mean? Some of these conservatives who have had concerns about these changes that were made to the bill, will there be enough wheeling and dealing in these final hours for them to be able to pass it and pass it in time for it to be on Donald Trump's desk by tomorrow? Joining us now is Danielle Alvarez, RNC senior advisor. Danielle, welcome to the show.
Great to be on with you.
Tell me what your reaction is. I'm sure you've been watching this all play out. Hakeem Jeffries has been talking for, I believe more than 3 hours now trying to delay a vote.
Oh my gosh, what a headache to have to hear Hakeem Jeffries talk for 3 hours. Listen, I want to be really candid with you. I am the eternal optimist. I've always been very hopeful that we could get this done by the president's deadline, mostly because I know the president. I campaigned with him. I worked for him. During this last election cycle, I know what a great negotiator he is. I know how good he is at having everyone come to the table and being able to strike a deal. But I am holding my breath. I am hopeful that we can get this done. And I'm really excited about the fact that we have Republican members of Congress, both in the House and Senate, that fought for every inch of this bill to make it better. I know that there are folks that are saying, oh, I wish it had this. I wish it had that. Certainly that's the case, but we have a really good bill that delivers on the president's core campaign promises, extending the Trump tax cuts, securing the border. It is a good bill. Maybe it's not perfect. Maybe some folks say we could do more, but I'm holding my breath. We shouldn't, as Republicans, let perfect be the enemy of the good. We can pass another bill in the future. Let's get this done for the president and for the American people.
I agree. You know, there was a lot of criticism about Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska and some of the, well, I say demands, but demands that she had basically made because she was so reluctant to vote yes on this. And obviously enough was done and promised for Alaska that she went ahead and voted for it. Now, I understand the criticism of her, but I guess my thought would be, well, at least she was willing to make some sort of an exception. At least she was willing to make some sort of a deal. I mean, you think about a Tom Tillis and a Rand Paul who I guess were saying, well, there's absolutely nothing you can do to change my mind. And I'm hoping that some of the Congress members, you know, on the House side, of course, can do the same thing, basically.
You know, I'm so glad you bring that up because that's exactly what happened. There were only so many votes that could be lost on the Senate side. And unfortunately, Senator Tom Tillis dug his heels in. Listen, the political reality is that now that Tom Tillis has said he's not seeking re-election, we'll have a much easier time recruiting a candidate and actually holding that seat, you know, because oppose is something that Democrats do. It's not something that Republicans should do. I always say, being a member of the RNC, that good governance is how we are going to hold majorities these midterms. Good governance is the mandate that the American people gave us. And so I'm always grateful for folks. Gosh, I've been shouting out Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, who went out, fought as hard as he could, and then said, great, I got everything out of it that I could, and I'm happy, and I'm going to vote for this good bill. I'm hoping that's what happens in the House. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that the House comes together and says, this is a good bill for the country. We cannot vote to increase taxes. We have to secure the border. By the way, how incredible. We saw Tom Homan's Truth and X post yesterday where he said that DHS only had 6,000 apprehensions at the border and zero illegal immigrants were allowed into the interior of our country. I mean, what a win that is. That's what the American people voted for. Now let's go ahead and pass this bill and make border security permanent for our nation.
Right. I could not agree more. I think that is one of the biggest reasons why people elected Donald Trump. People who had never voted Republican before had enough of a concern about all these people, the millions of people who have been pouring across our border while Biden was in office. Going back to your comment about Tom Tillis, there have been a number of names who have been thrown out as far as who could replace him. Laura Trump, although Trump himself, Donald Trump, addressed that and he said she'd be great. You know, she's from North Carolina, but she lives in Florida. She's got a lot going on now. But Michael Whatley, RNC chair, was one of the names I saw thrown out. Have you heard anything about that or anyone you would like to see in that position?
You know, there's a lot of rumors about what could happen in North Carolina. What I'm certain of is that the White House, and by the way, anybody who has a hand in this, is focused on the passage of the big, beautiful bill. I always remind people that, you know, we have to be mindful of the process for North Carolina, right? Because I have heard reporting that says, oh, so-and-so is throwing their hat in the ring and such is throwing their hat in the ring. Everyone right now, process-wise, is focused on the big, beautiful bill. And then it will really be a conversation with the president and his administration about how we maintain that critical seat. I mean, that's going to be one of the most important Senate seats that we have to hold. So we've got to make sure to recruit someone who can raise a lot of money, who can touch all corners of North Carolina, who can, you know, go out there and campaign. Listen, Laura Trump would be incredible. She was the co-chair of the RNC, so mm-hmm. I happen to know her fundraising ability. We know, obviously, she's got a great brand. But the reality is, I'm not sure if she will be interested in running or not. We've got a deep bench in the Republican Party. That's a good thing. We've been making the right investments to build a deep bench in the Republican Party. Once we get past the big, beautiful bill, I'm certain the president will engage and find a great candidate for that North Carolina Senate seat. But it will be up to the president.
You know, Elon Musk, he's so brilliant, but I've been so disappointed in some of the things he's been putting on X and the way he's been slamming the big, beautiful bill. He was even threatening some of these Congress members, saying, if you vote in favor of it, then I'll do everything I can, spend millions and millions of dollars of his personal money to make sure that you're not reelected. If you're up for re-election. And he even talked about, I guess, starting his own party, the America Party. And he was tweeting about this morning because there was supposedly some Qantas Insights poll that said that the question was, would you support a political party launched by Elon Musk? And the results were 40% said they would likely support it. 38% said that they would not support it. And 22% said unsure.
Yeah, you know, it really is such a shame what's going on. The reality is, in President Trump's orbit, everyone gets an opinion. He is someone who likes to hear from those around him, whether, you know, it's friends, members of Congress, staff. I mean, he is someone who loves to hear all perspectives. It's why I always laugh when people say, you can't get that done. That's not typically Republican or typically this or typically that. And he's like, hold on and watch me, because he just does the thing that's common sense, and right. He surrounds himself with such brilliant people. But that's just it. You know, unfortunately, Elon Musk had an opinion. His opinion didn't win. And I hate to say it this way, it sounds a bit sour grapes to me. The reality, again, about this bill is, if you vote against it, you're voting to increase taxes on the American people. I mean, that's quite simple. You have the entire Democrat Party that has voted to raise taxes on the American people. The other thing I'll say about this administration, because I was talking to a friend who's a member of Congress this morning, we were catching up, and he was just saying that, you know, this administration likes to get things done. Congress is accustomed to not getting anything done. They sit there, they ping pong bills back and forth, and nothing ultimately gets done for the American people. Well, that's not President Trump. President Trump is 100 miles an hour. President Trump expects you to keep pace with him. And that's why, again, holding my breath, but really hopeful we get this bill done to celebrate the 4th of July.
Danielle Alvarez, RNC senior advisor, is our guest right now. You know, Trump is about to, I believe, board Air Force One, at least later on today, and he'll be flying to Des Moines, Iowa. He's going to the Iowa State Fairgrounds to kick off. They're calling it America 250, but it's like a year-long celebration leading up to next year, but celebrating the 4th of July this year for the 249th birthday. I mean, like you said, the guy goes 100 miles per hour. He was over in Florida touring alligator Alcatraz when the Senate passed the big, beautiful bill. And he learned about its passage by someone who was sitting there on, you know, they were all at a table and they're like, hey, did you hear the Senate passed the big, beautiful bill? I don't know when the guy sleeps. He just is nonstop. And I truly believe, kind of like you said, Danielle, he's a guy who truly wants the best for our country. And he's proven that with all that he's been able to accomplish in the last, I forget, it's only been 5 months, but about 5 months or so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? It feels like the longest and quickest 5 months ever.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is that President Trump is not someone who needs this, but he wants to do it because he wants to put America and our people first. I mean, I know what he went through having served on his campaign over the last, my gosh, since 2015 when he first came down that golden escalator. But he's someone who has such love of country. If you look at the Army celebration, the parades that happened in Washington, D.C., if you look at now his travel to Iowa to celebrate our nation, again, I'm really excited for the year ahead. I'm really excited about the revitalization. I mean, this patriotism that everyone feels. And you know the other thing I get really excited about? I was talking to a colleague of mine who works in the White House. It's okay to pray in public again. It's cool to pray in public again. And that just really excites me for the direction that our country is headed in. And it's really driven by the American people, and the president happens to be the person that's leading the charge with the mandate provided by, gosh, nearly 80 million Americans who voted for him. It gets me so excited for our future, so excited for what's happening in our country.
I couldn't agree more. It's easy to take those things for granted until they're taken away from you, like it was during the Biden administration in some cases, and you realize how important it is to continue fighting. And Donald Trump is our fighter, just like when he stood after he was shot and he stood up and pumped his fist. I mean, that's the kind of person we need right now leading our country. So Danielle Alvarez, again, RNC senior advisor, appreciate your insight this morning. And I agree, let's get this bill passed.
Thanks so much for having me.
Happy 4th. All right. Yeah, we'll be watching to see if this happens. I thought it would actually happen while we were on the air. We're obviously here on the Mark Cox Morning Show on until 9. Not looking so great for that, considering Hakeem Jeffries won't zip it. How long can he go? Doesn't he have to take a bathroom break at some point? If he takes a bathroom break, does that mean, though, that if you have to go to the bathroom or something, or he's tired of standing up, that it's over? Is it like the filibusters? You can't even do anything. I just think of the scene from like Parks and Recreation where Leslie is like on roller skates and she has to go to the bathroom and she's like, you know, crossing her legs and doing everything she can. And finally she's like, I'm out. I can't do this anymore. Maybe that'll be Hakeem Jeffries and we can watch it all play out live from the house. Keep an eye on that. All right. When we come back here in just a few minutes, it is Scott on the Spot. I'm Kim Sinanjin for Mark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.